Hi everyone, thanks for checking in again. Today we are going to be talking about doing a pre-listing inspection on your house when you're getting it ready for sale. There's a lot of advantages that go along with that, especially in a seller's market. Some of the first things as your real estate agent that come to mind is that buyers are having to write offers on houses not knowing the exact condition and not knowing the quality of, say, the roof, HVAC, and none of those inspections actually taking place. So with your pre-list inspection, how much would that about cost a seller to do?
So we're offering one that's a little less now. And you caught me off guard. I don't remember the exact price, but typically the price is going to be similar to a regular home inspection. So we base it off square footage. So if you're doing like a full pre-listing inspection and it's below 1600 feet, you're looking at like $395.
Okay. So I mean, with that pre-listing inspection, $300-$400 for a smaller house, and then per square foot it's going to get bigger, you are probably going to earn that back from the buyer's trust on the property. One of the biggest things in contracts today with multiple offer situations, you're having a lot of people willing to pay over appraised value. And that's what you really want. You want to price your house so that's competitive on the market. You have multiple offers and you have multiple people wanting to purchase the house over appraised value and feeling comfortable doing that. By having that pre-list inspection, yes, you're paying a little bit more upfront to make sure your house is ready. And if you're 100% confident in your house being ready, a lot of times you're not going to see major cosmetic problems pop up. And small cosmetic things like, oh, your carpet needs to be stretched or something like that, that really does not matter too much to most buyers. So ultimately what you're doing is building trust in your house. So normally you would say, hypothetically, your house, you're priced correctly in that $250,000 range. Hypothetically, you might, without having the home inspection, have five people willing to go over appraised value. But now that you have that extra little bit of oomph, you now have seven, eight, nine people willing to pay that cash over appraised value because that they trust that your house is not going to have additional problems, that they're going to have to pocket out the big bucks, roof, AC, furnace, mold, radon, different big ticket items that they no longer have to worry about. With that being said, how do the inspections work compared to purchasing inspections?
Sure. So it's basically from the home inspector's standpoint, the client is the seller instead of the buyer. We're doing it a lot of times before they list the house, maybe a few days before they list it. But you can also do it, you know, you can have the pre-inspection and then you can kind of visit with your real estate agent and decide, hey, do we want to address any of these things on the pre-listing inspection? Do we want to just, you know, let people know that, hey, there's these certain conditions, and kind of leave it as is. The benefits for the seller are that, yeah, hopefully they can attract more clients to come in, more buyers to come in and take a look at that house because they have the peace of mind that this house was looked at by a home inspector already. These are all the things that they saw in the report. It just takes away that, that air of, unsure of the house, like the what if, you know, it kind of gets rid of that. Typically our pre-listing inspections, people are generally going to know the condition of their house. Every now and then we'll show them something that they're like, oh, really? I didn't know that was happening. But it's more for the marketing of the house. It's more for that buyer to feel confident in that house, like you said, confidence. So.
And with that confidence, a lot of times, especially when you're in that first-time home buyer range under $250,000, generally you're going to have parents butting in about what they're seeing, what they believe, and how the market worked when they were purchasing their last house. And that's going to be another complication that you're not going to have to face as much of on your house if you get that pre-listing inspection. You're not going to have the father-in-law, the dad, the mom, the uncle walking through with you, with your real estate agent, telling you a million different things that may or may not really be 100% true about the property. And a lot of times, what I have found in my experience, they're looking more at cosmetic things with the property that can be updated or fixed over time that you're going to be living at the property, rather than the big ticket items that are actually the important things to get looked at into a seller's market and what you really should be concerned about.
Yeah, like as a buyer, you might, if you have access to that pre-listing inspection, then you can maybe have that list of things that you say, oh, okay, I'm gonna budget for this down the road. You know, that AC is this old. Things that you have more of a list instead of just speculation coming from all over the place. Yeah, that's a good point.
Exactly. And even with a pre-listing inspection on the property, disclosing that information of items that maybe it is one of the bigger ticket items, it's always better to be truthful before the sale of the property rather than trying to hide different aspects of the property as you're going through it. Because say you get a pre-listing inspection and you had some things that you weren't necessarily going to tell your agent, or you were trying to keep to yourself, that can put you in some deep water out there in today's market with buyers. If information isn't 100% correct on a lot of things, buyers are going to come back and they're going to try to get you. That's just the American way, and the seller's market. That's really what buyers have switch to doing in a lot of cases, and that's not to scare you, but it is important for you to acknowledge what is actually going on in the market rather than what someone wants to placate you about the market. The next big thing about pre-listing inspections actually ties into another tool that, or another thing, program that they do. They actually do new construction inspections, and in today's market, as you probably know, housing prices are going up really fast. Builders are extremely busy. If you started building today, you're looking at a 16-month wait for a house.
Yikes.
And a 2x4 costs $9. They don't give you the price of the house until the lumber is dropped off, and they put escalation clauses in the contract so that you have to pay the difference in appraisal if appraisal comes back low. So there's a lot that's going into new construction, but there are ways to protect yourself with John and his team there about getting home inspections before that house finishes building and afterwards, so that you can get the builder to come back and fix any problems that may come up in that first year living there.
Yeah, so we offer a new construction inspection. So typically we'll come in, you know, right as maybe they're finishing, touching up some paint, or typically the house will be pretty ready to move in, hopefully, so we can look at everything, but before you close on it. You know, with that type of inspection, we're looking with a pretty fine, you know, magnifying glass. A lot of the things that we look, like I had one yesterday, a couple weeks ago, where the cabinet door just opened the wrong way. You know, it's like the type of thing where it's more of a nuisance. You know, you're by the sink and you have to reach all the way around to open up the cabinet door. Just the hinge should have been on the other side. But I have also run into some bigger things that maybe you wouldn't catch once you move in. Like there was an attic that I inspected a while ago that had zero ventilation. So that they for the roofer or somebody forgot to put ventilation in the attic on the roof. They had the soffit vents which would pull air in, but there was nowhere for it to escape. And so that's the type of thing where after a winter or two, you could get some serious problems with like mold, too much humidity in the attic. That the bills for HVAC is going to be higher because you can't, your attic's going to be 150 degrees in the summer, and so you're fighting that. And then it's just one of those things where you just don't think about as a new person buying a house, because you assume everything's been looked at and all that. I had one where I ran the tub upstairs, and apparently they hadn't finished putting in the pipes correctly, or they didn't connect the drain correctly. But water literally, and this was about five plus years ago, but water literally was pouring out of the garage ceiling, and part of the drywall actually fell onto the garage floor. So this builder was not very happy with me, but everything was ready to go. This is something that the first time the buyer moves in and has their their car parked in the garage, and all of a sudden you get a piece of drywall falling on it. So stuff like that you can avoid. I had one where you have a pantry and they drill the shelves into the drywall to secure them. Well, they had punctured a pipe and water was just squirting right out of that bowl drain pipe. So once I ran the water, there's things you that definitely a missing insulation. Another thing I've seen, sometimes there was a room where the outlets just weren't hooked up, and who knows how long it would take for that person to figure that out if they don't use that room a lot. That if you wanted me to talk about that, I could talk about the 1 year warranty inspection too.
Essentially, having that inspection, yes, the builder is going to swear up and down that they are the best in the world, but does not mean that little mistakes could have been made. Puncturing a pipe from just putting up shelving and stuff, there's no reason for you to think that that pipe would have been burst until it would have been checked a few times, and then you're running into the problem of either they're saying that you did the damage and it wasn't them, and you're running into those complications and those battles after moving into your new house that you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe over appraised value, having the close date pushed back months after months, and you just wanting to get into the house, and that might cause the problem of you having situations where, you just parked your Lamborghini in the new $1 million garage, and your wife took a bath in the new Whirlpool bathtub, and you go downstairs and there's a piece of sheetrock out your front windshield.
Yeah.
You never want, there's a million things that can go on for that. But little did you know that Home Standard is also going to be able to come in later on to make sure that the quality is still there that you should expect from new construction. Do you want to kind of go into that warranty?
Yeah, so in the state of Nebraska, builders are required to provide a one-year warranty for their clients. So before that one-year warranty expires, you can have a home inspector come in, mm-hmm. And they can kind of go through the house and help you maybe put together some items that you want to address with the builder. So a lot of times when I show up to a one-year inspection, client already has some things in mind. They're like, okay, this doesn't work right. This window, got cracked, or there's other things where I've found that for instance, like on the roof, some flashing is missing that should be there. That's could cause problems down the road you haven't seen yet. One of the big things is just the grading around the house. You want, of course, when it rains, you want all the water to drain away from the foundation. When you build a new house, they backfill in where they dug out for the footing, so you'll just always get that settlement of the earth. So being able to kind of take pictures of that, document where dirt should be added, you know, because they just have to come in, they'll pull the sod back, put some dirt, put the sod back, so that all that earth is gonna slope away. But yeah, so it's and a lot of things are nuisance things that you know you just want the builder, you know, like you said, you spend this much money on a house, you know, you have this opportunity to have things that maybe weren't put together just right, that are starting to wear a little more than they should. Maybe address before that year is up. So.
Yeah, and that's going to be really helpful. It's they're filling in a role very similar to a real estate agent does in that negotiation process. They're coming in as professionals, writing reports, and understanding how to properly document everything so that builders try to weasel out of maybe a bigger thing, because maybe they did not backfill around your foundation enough and you're having water problems, which has caused other damage within your house. That builder could be facing thousands, or you could be facing thousands of dollars and months of turmoil trying to figure out who's going to pay for it. And that's really where it's going to be important for you to hire someone out to mitigate some of those, not mitigate some of those problems, but bring those to your attention before they really become problems. And then you're able to correctly take the steps to get it fixed with the cost that you're putting in, with how much money you're investing in this property. You're going, tongue tied. it always happens every episode, a little bit. That's going to be something that you look into. You're going to get mail from Home Standard and different people that first year that you're moving into your property. Your real estate agent's probably going to reach out to you, see how everything's going. Home Standard's going to be like, hey, here's your checkup. Your year's coming to an end. Do you want us to come back and look at the property? They're not doing that to just throw everything in your mail and get you to grab something. It's really, you have a deadline that you need to get this information backed and get this inspection done. Otherwise, you go past that deadline, the battle gets a lot harder, because now you're not under warranty. What's kind of the cost that home builders would expecting from that? Like doing the new construction inspection and then the warranty inspection.
Yeah, so we're typically basing it off of square footage, so you're roughly around $400 to $500.
Okay. So I mean, it's standard price all the way across, and they're going to be looking at different things, and basically the same exact things, but they're going to be hitting everything else. Hitting everything from home inspections all the way to new construction in a similar manner, really taking weight off of your shoulders so that you don't have to deal with it for a couple $100, possibly saving you tens of thousands of dollars in the long run. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you that might have thrown away your flyer in the mail, forgot that they had the 1 year and it's coming up?
Yeah. So we have a website. It's homestandardsinspections.com. So homestandardsinspections.com, where you can call us anytime at 402-392-2020. So we have Sue is in our office, and she answers the phones Monday through Friday. And then we have, we can call Saturday as well. Somebody might answer, but yeah, she'll help you out, get everything scheduled, find a time that fits for you, you know, and we'll be best of service as we can. So,
and I'll make sure to link the contact information below as well, so that you can get it there, just so that if anything does come up, you know how to get in contact with the right people. You can also reach out to your real estate agent, because they're going to have those the relationships to help get everything rolling. But thanks for joining us again today. If there's any questions that you have about home inspections or the real estate market, we'd be happy to cover any of those questions for you. And have a great rest of your day.